Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's a big Browns day, right?
I mean, anytime you get out, do a little golfing event, get some guys talking, you get a little bit of something. You get a little bit of something. The NBA Finals are set. Who Jax would consider the straight-up bad Indiana Pacers, now a NBA Finals team. And the Guardians have a day off. It's Jake Volnick with the guys here from 7 to 11. It's Jax Gregory running the board as well. You heard her on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. Mackenzie Flume with us today. Today is a very awkwardly tired day, right? It feels like going into a Monday, usually coming in for a Monday, right? You still, even though doing a job that you love, you still get a little bit of the... People deem it as like the Sunday scaries when you're in college. Work obviously turns into more of the Monday scaries. And there's like always a little bit of those, but I always feel energized coming into a Monday. It's like, all right, we had the whole weekend. Let's get back into the swing of things. I'm ready to go. Today is a very oddly tired. And I would imagine it has to do with like the 10.5 miles that I ended up walking yesterday, which of course, fat man thing that I did was follow that up with like 1,000 calorie meal. Naturally. I mean, you put in the work, you got to get rewarded. I'm just saying, you put in a little bit of hard work. Go ahead and recoup it. Of course, only the healthiest of Cantley coming into the show later on in the 8 o'clock hour. But no, of course not. No. Burgers, fried foods, all the good stuff. But that's how he followed up. So I just oddly tired, but not tired enough. Because there's plenty of Browns to talk about, which is where I want to start with you guys. Because I always thought this entire, obviously the quarterback situation is interesting, but more specifically, sort of the way that it revolves around Dylan Gabriel individually, because there's just clearly something there. I think we've laid out enough times that if I go and look at Dylan Gabriel pre-draft and I had to take an absolute dart throw on where he would have landed, the earliest I probably would have put it at was like, he might slip into like the fifth round, right? Maybe he ends up being a fifth round pick. And then there was legitimate talk of him being sixth, seventh round. I think the way that we saw the quarterback position play out, there's almost a negative percent chance that he would have gone undrafted. I think he was better than a lot of the quarterbacks that ended up going. But he did. He sort of slotted into a fifth, sixth round type of slot. And obviously the Browns take him in the third round, late in the third. Right? And immediately it was a decision I was not happy with. But clearly the Browns had a thought in mind. And it's when we talk about this starting position and actually winning the job for week one or at any point this, for quite frankly, at this point in the season, if we're talking about Dylan Gabriel, I think it's interesting how in a lot of the conversations, obviously surrounding Shador, we take a lot into account with Shador probably going to be the guy that gets it going. I feel like that's a lot of the way that we handle it, and it's the way that I handle it. I feel like he's the better quarterback and would eventually win out. But the Browns clearly had a thought that Dylan Gabriel could be something for them, whether that's a long-term backup or somebody that they genuinely really like, and they liked what they saw on the tape, I don't think that you go into the third round and go, oh, let me get my long-term backup quarterback, and that be the thought process for you. Plenty of great backup quarterbacks come out of third-round picks, fourth-round picks in that range, but I don't think anybody walks in there going, eh, let's get a backup quarterback right here. Let's use this pick on that. The third round's simply too valuable. There are too many good players left sitting on the board to make that decision. And I think, obviously, the team makeup and where that team sits plays a part in that, too. If I'm the team that's sitting at the very top and competing, and I go into the third round, I go, I really like this quarterback. He could probably be a backup for me for a while. I might make that decision. That might be the time where I actually do use a third-round pick on it. You feel like you have a really good makeup? You feel like I can go and get this quarterback? And let's say it is Dylan Gabriel, and he can be a backup for me, and reliably, if I have to have him play games, he's going to run the system? Sure. I think in a Browns-specific instance, where we're sitting here and you go into a vacuum just looking at the Cleveland Browns, yeah, Dylan Gabriel has to have a chance to start. He has to be out there. And I think it has a lot to do with the system that the Browns are going to be running and with what Kevin Stefanski likes to do. I've laid out all the things that Dylan Gabriel does well, and all of the write-ups on him are like, oh, hey, if you get him into, running motion out of the pocket, he's got a lot of accuracy while he throws on the run and while he's protected well. It's like, okay, these are things that the Browns plan on doing. Utilizing a strong run game, being able to throw the football on the run, in play action, and being able to run this short dink and dunk style of offense that Kevin Stefanski likes to run. Sure, some shots taken in there, but for the majority of it, you move the football through the run game and a lot of play action that ends up with very short passes to be set up past that. It's where Dylan Gabriel thrives. It's what he does well, which is why I sit here and listen to the things that are sort of said on Dylan, and I listen to people being like, ah, if I'm going to rule out one quarterback, it's him, and he's too short, and everything else that goes into it. I think there was clearly a thought process made when going through and making the pick. I don't think the Browns just did it off a whim or out of, not in the draft. People said pure panic. Jalen Milroe off the board. I got to take one. Take Dylan. No. I think there was a preset idea that Dylan Gabriel is going to be a pick for them, and they wanted to make sure, hey, even if we got to take him above value, let's go draft him. And now I do think it's interesting listening to all of our different media members talk about him, and specifically Zach Jackson, who is on the Zach Gelb Show on Infinity Sports Network, and he talked about Dylan compared to the rest of the quarterbacks, and let's just say he didn't give a very shining review.
But I mean, Dylan Gabriel does not look like an NFL quarterback to me, like 0%. So I don't know what's going to happen.
So why do they love Gabriel so much?
Well, they fell in love with the intangibles, right? But they have an analytic charting project that they have followed in the past, and they lucked. And so they were more than willing to admit, like, yes, you saw us in Mississippi at Jackson Dart's thing. Yes, we've done the thing. But they kind of snuck in a trip to Oregon on their way to the highly publicized pro day at Colorado. And Gabriel was, fairly impressive at the Senior Bowl. Andrew Berry and Stefanski were there on the sideline watching every throw. He just flew under the radar. And then I just don't think any other team was taking him in the top 100 or probably the top 150. If I'm wrong and the Cleveland Browns have their quarterback, that'd be great. One of these years, I would love to cover a normal franchise and a rookie quarterback that sticks around for more than 6 to 18 months. But if it's Dylan Gabriel, I will be beyond shocked.
Now, I just think it's, again, I don't have a ton of faith in Dylan, but Zach goes to like the next level of being like, he doesn't even look like an NFL quarterback. I mean, well, look at him. You see the hair, that the type of hair that an NFL quarterback. No, like, but he doesn't. I get it. He's 5'11". He goes out on the field. He doesn't exactly strike the qualities of Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. No. But I also think we're living in a reality where Kevin Stefanski and the Browns know to go and get their quarterback might not mean go and get the world-level starting quarterback that's going to knock everybody's socks off and be the top five quarterback in the league. I think they know there's a reality where they don't need that guy. It'd be great if they fell into him. It'd be great if they had him. But you might not necessarily need the guy that, I mean, quite frankly, looks like an NFL star. I think for a lot of ways, Dylan Gabriel is what we've been looking at when it says, okay, let Kevin Stefanski make a pick. Let him pick his quarterback. I think a lot of us envision that being a first-round guy, someone that he just falls in love with all the traits, and it's not just, well, he does certain things well, so we'll just go ahead and take him. But instead, well, he's really good, undeniably good, and he'd be my pick. But I think a lot of the traits that you find in a Kevin Stefanski quarterback are those that you find in quarterbacks that are not overwhelming, are not the guys that just go and completely surprise you. The type of quarterbacks that he's worked with have been the quarterbacks that you look at and say, physically, they do not wow me. There's nothing that they do that is an elite trait. Right? And obviously, the main example that can be brought up with Kevin is Kirk Cousins, which is always an odd example to me. Like, yes, they worked together. They worked well together. Kirk had found success before he ran into Kevin in Minnesota. But yeah, that's aside from the point. But okay, he worked well with Kirk Cousins. You try to find me something that Kirk Cousins does at an elite level other than shop it at retail stores and find button-ups that look like they'd be worn by, a NPC, a side character in a show. That's the one elite trait that Kirk Cousins has. In terms of the football field, I don't think I see a ton of elite things coming out of Kirk Cousins, but I think that's fitting of a Kevin Stefanski quarterback. I think he looked at Dylan Gabriel, and that's a Kevin Stefanski pick. And clearly, if you're making that pick, you feel like there's an untapped potential there. You feel like, even if it's not, you know, he's going to turn into a top five quarterback, that you put him in our system, you put him with our offense, something's going to happen. You're going to be looking at a guy who is going to make an offense hum. And I think it's where we begin to overlook another rookie quarterback, a guy that we're throwing off to the side. And I can talk to Dan Lobby, and I can talk to a bunch of other people that cover this team, Lance Reisland, and they'll look at him and say, like, not that Zach's crazy and Zach doesn't have a good pulse on where the Browns are and the players that he's looking at, but I just find it interesting that a lot of other people look at these quarterbacks and also say, none of them really set themselves apart. And then all of a sudden, Dylan Gabriel is not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not NFL talent. Not NFL caliber quarterback. And I think there's a world in which he does maybe start to surprise people. I'm not banking on it. He's not my quarterback of choice. If you made me look at this room and rank him, Dillon Gabriel would be sitting at four. But there's a reason the Browns went earlier. There's a reason that they went out and made sure they got him. It's the same conversation we have with Kenny Pickett. Oh, they went and got Kenny. It was the first thing they did this offseason. So it's got to mean something. Dillon Gabriel was the first quarterback they took off the board. And they took him earlier than most people would have had him. So they clearly saw something. Now, the Browns might be blind when looking at quarterbacks. We might find that out this year. 216-474-0092. Should we be giving Dillon Gabriel more of a look when we talk about the Browns quarterback and potentially being an answer this season? You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so you get to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty coming up for you guys tonight. Chris Easterling of the Akron Beacon Journal going to be joining us coming up at 8 o'clock. And Kevin Stefanski on earlier today with Baskin and Phelps. We'll play that back for you coming up at 9 as well. We have the Station Buzz at 7:40. Get a Grip's coming to you at 9:20 a day. We'll bring in Mackenzie Flume as well in the 10 o'clock hour for another edition if you got to pick one. But right now, 216-474-0092. Should we be giving Dillon Gabriel more of a look when it comes to a Browns answer at quarterback? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. With you guys here until 11 on The Fan.
And Gabriel was, you know, fairly impressive at the Senior Bowl. Andrew Berry and Stefanski were there on the sideline watching every throw. He just flew under the radar. And then I just don't think any other team was taking him in the top 100 or probably the top 150. If I'm wrong and the Cleveland Browns have their quarterback, that'd be great. One of these years, I would love to cover a normal franchise and a rookie quarterback that sticks around for more than 6 to 18 months. But if it's Dillon Gabriel, I will be beyond shocked.
That's the voice of Zach Jackson of The Athletic on the Zach Gelb Show on Infinity Sports Network. And clearly, obvious to say, not a very big backer of Dillon Gabriel and his chance to be the future at Browns quarterback, which is why I'm asking you guys at 216-474-0092, should we be giving Dillon Gabriel more of a chance in a Browns quarterback competition to be the answer? And part of me says, in a way, I don't know if it's yes that we should be giving him more of a shot, right, when we talk about the media and the fans, but I don't also think we should be closing the door. Like, Zach throws out the idea of 0% an NFL starter. He shows 0% of that. Okay, I don't know what the difference between 0% and 20% of an NFL starter are, but I don't know that I want to slam that door shut. If the Browns said, okay, third-round pick, good enough, I just find it odd that we can boast and we can just boost the idea that Shedeur Sanders is going to be great and going to be amazing, which I truly believe. I think that Shedeur has everything in his bag and his potential to be great in the NFL. But we can sit there and we can boost this and talk about what that is when the Browns looked at it and said, Shedeur was the fifth round pick. It was the guy that we looked at in the fifth and said, okay, the value has gone too far. He's way too good. But in the third round, they didn't have that same comparison. They didn't have that same conclusion. They said, all right, Dillon Gabriel is the best quarterback on the board right now. We like Dillon Gabriel more than we like Shedeur Sanders. And somehow, it's Dillon looks 0% like an NFL quarterback, and Shedeur looks everything under the sun like an NFL quarterback. I'm not saying that Zach said that, but a lot of the conclusion, a lot of what people talk about, seems to fall under that category. And that's where it's confusing for me. If the Browns believe in him that much, they said, we like Dillon over Shedeur, I just don't think you close the door on, all right, well, there's no way that Dillon Gabriel, one, gets under center this year, and that even when he does, he looks good. Kevin and Andrew and Jimmy clearly looked at Dillon Gabriel and said, in this system, he can flourish. Or else I don't think they waste a third-round pick on him with plenty of good players on the board. Right, an offensive lineman, an O-tackle, and Charles Grant ready to go if they didn't at least believe it. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's get out to some of your guys' calls. Lance is in Painesville. What's going on, Lance?
Hey, what's going on, Jake? I think we got this all wrong. I think one thing, anytime you have a head coach or offensive mind, and they need a specific type of quarterback in order to have success, that's a warrant. That's a red flag right there. Kevin Stefanski, his success has been sporadic at best. He's made the playoffs twice here in Cleveland with Joe Flacco and Baker Mayfield, and both of those two could be just like night and day. One's got an arm like a cannon, and the other one's got mediocre arm strength. And so he just happened to luck up and go to the playoffs those two seasons and got one coach of the year. And he's not a Jim Harbaugh. He's not a Kyle Shanahan. You can give those guys any quarterback, and they make those quarterbacks look good if they want those quarterbacks specifically or not. Look what Jim Harbaugh done with quarterbacks. Look what Kyle Shanahan. He took mediocre quarterbacks to Super Bowls and NFC Championship games. Both of those guys have. And Kevin Stefanski's not even close. And everybody's just getting drunk off this, oh, Stefanski needs his guy. He needs his guy. What the heck is his guy? Everybody acts like the year that Joe Flacco made the playoffs a couple years ago, that Joe Flacco went 11-6. No, he only won four games, and every quarterback that played that season contributed to that 11 wins that got him in the playoffs. And then he peed in the bed against a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback in Houston. So Stefanski, to me, at best, he's a B-minus offensive coordinator. I don't think he's a really good head coach. If you do find a quarterback that he likes, that's his guy, I'd run for the hills. He needs to just get the best talent out there and coach them players up. He can't do that, obviously, and he's not a leader of men. And he's hiding behind that, and Jimmy Haslam helping him hide behind that with this talk about he's got to find his guy. None of those guys are probably his guys. He can start he might as well start Kenny Pickett and see and take it down from there and see how things work out.
Lance, I mean, I see where you're going. I appreciate the call. I think to some degree, though, like one of the points that you thought I was interested was Kyle Shanahan. Well, they can make it work. Look how many different quarterbacks they've made it work with. In a lot of ways, I think it's the pure opposite. Yes, they've made it work with mediocre quarterbacks, but only because they can coach one type of quarterback. Take a Kyle Shanahan system right now. Look at the last five quarterbacks to roll through there and have success. It feels very eerily similar that it's very odd they have success with guys like Jimmy Garoppolo and with guys like Brock Purdy, right? Because they all do the exact same thing. They're on time and they're on target. They complete the short throw. They're able to hand off a football. And they're able to run a more modern West Coast style, I guess would be the proper way to put it, where it's a lot of play action. It's a lot of short passes that are schemed up. And it's just go and find your guy open in the middle of the field. But the scheme works them open. All right, they took Trey Lance. I'm not saying Trey Lance is a world beater, but they used a number three pick on him. And not for a absolute lick of a second did Trey Lance look like he could be a starter in San Francisco. They had no clue what to do with him. Not an absolute idea on what they were going to do with Trey Lance. They saw a good quarterback they liked. They said, all right, let me pick him. But every quarterback that has had success in San Francisco has been under that scheme fit. Now, I do think it's interesting to say Kevin Stefanski and go through and look at the quarterbacks that he's had. I don't think he's had his guy. I mean, Joe Flacco and Baker, two very different quarterbacks, and he's had success with. Jacoby Brissett is a much different quarterback than those two. He's had minor success with Jacoby Brissett. He made him look probably the best that he ever has looked. Kirk Cousins, I think, is a different style of quarterback. But I see the similarities drawn between, if you want to go those three, between Kirk, Joe Flacco, and Baker. Yes, there's similarities drawn there. I don't think they're identical quarterbacks either. I think if you want to buy into the Stefanski scheme, you can see what it works. You can see if having this type of quarterback is going to be the thing that gets you to success. And clearly the Browns have bought in to keeping Kevin Stefanski around, which is why if you're going to go get a quarterback, why not get the quarterback that Stefanski wants? Why not give that guy a chance? Which it feels like, given everything that he does, Dylan Gabriel would be one of those guys. Brock Purdy being a seventh round Mr. Irrelevant. Okay, Dylan Gabriel, while I will scream from the hills, the pick was too high, could be their version of Brock Purdy. Not to say he's going to get signed to some $50 million a year contract, but It could be their version of, hey, this guy was drafted where not a ton of people believed in him, didn't have a ton of success in college, although Dylan Gabriel did, but wasn't the quarterback that everybody was eyeing coming out of the class, and then he steps into a system where he's allowed to flourish, and he does so. I think there's a world where that happens too. Again, 216-474-0092. David's in Cleveland. What's going on, David?
Yes, how you doing there?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. I just want to say that, you know, we're not playing in the Muni League. You understand what I'm saying? They wasted that third-round pick on a midget. You know, we could have got a receiver for him. We went Manziel. We went Baker. And now we come with this guy. He's even shorter than them. You know, he's going to have problems looking over the line. You know what I'm saying? He can only do so much rolling out. You know, and we need to get serious about what we're doing. You know what I mean? And as far as the fancy is concerned, this conservative mess he's going with, it's not going to get us to where we're trying to go.
And I think to some degree, David, though, like I can look at the Eagles, and I appreciate the call, and you want to talk about the conservative method. They run the most conservative offense in the NFL probably right now, other than like maybe the Panthers, but they're not trying to run it conservatively. They're just bad. Like the Eagles run one of the most conservative offense in the NFL. It's run, 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 and then we'll set up a pass play. But everything builds off the run. They just won a Super Bowl. There is a world. I don't think this is just an air it out type of NFL that's the only way to find success. Yes, it's where a lot of teams do find success. They find the right quarterback and they say, we're going to go toe-to-toe with the best team in the league and we're going to bank on our quarterback. The Browns have not been able to do that. And I don't know that there's ever going to be a world at a time where they do. I'll be surprised the first time that it happens. But I do think that there's a world where that works. And I can look at shorter quarterbacks across the league. Baker Mayfield's 6 feet tall. Having a lot of success in Tampa right now. Right? I can look at two smaller quarterbacks because Dylan Gabriel stands at 5'11". I can look at two quarterbacks who are 5'10". And Kyler Murray seems to be having success in Arizona. Not great success, but he has some success. Bryce Young seems to be developing very nicely as a quarterback and under a very bad system and a very bad team and organization, but seems to be getting better. These smaller quarterbacks don't necessarily just bank on, all right, well, now they can't see over the line and they can't throw the football. Dylan Gabriel is throwing over an offensive line at Oregon that was, you know, of NFL stature, of height, of size. They were the best team in the Big Ten. They beat Ohio State, let me remind you, in the regular season. It's a very good team. And yet Dylan Gabriel was able to lead them and able to make that offense function. Of course, again, it falls apart in the Rose Bowl. Yes, we know the story. But he made it work. And I'm not saying that immediately translates into the NFL, but just to throw it out is, doesn't look like an NFL quarterback at all. 0% chance. He's too small. And everything else and just write him off the boards as being a wasted pick, I think is a step too far. I think there's a world where with Kevin, he can look decent. And I think if they're going to tell you this is a four-man quarterback competition, I would tell you that out of the gate, Dylan Gabriel's got a much better chance to win that position than Shador Sanders does. And I think Dylan Gabriel's got about as good of an idea as Kenny Pickett does to start the year. I don't think they'll roll with Dylan Gabriel, but I imagine you probably see him at some point. I'd be very surprised if you didn't. I just don't think you burn a third-round pick on a guy that you then throw away. It might be a wasted pick. It might be a different version for not succeeding, a different reasoning, but it might be Johnny Manziel where you throw it away and you say, well, that wasn't a very good quarterback. Could very well be, but they did not use a third-round pick not to play the guy that they drafted. There is a world where you turn to him and you try to let him actually be the quarterback. And I think the Browns are very set up in a way that you probably let the guy, the quarterback that you trusted the most in the draft, at least have a shot. Give him a crack at it, because at this point, what do you have to lose? Quickly here, let's go out to the phones once again. Lewis is in Shaker. What's going on, Lewis?
You know, these quarterbacks, I'm not going to pass judgment until I see them. I mean, I'm an old man and I've seen plenty of quarterbacks. I actually seen Johnny Unitas play. I was like 6 years old, but I seen Johnny Unitas. So I'm not going to pass judgment until I see them play. And another thing, Saquon Barkley, he's the running back. He's a heck of a running back. So you can run with him.
Oh, but absolutely. I was just saying that they don't have to throw the ball a ton. All they do is run. They ran before Saquon got there too.
I like Stefanski, but to me, it's just my opinion, he solely relies on analytics. And I use it in horse racing, and I'm deadly. But I also watch the horses. And to me, he dinks and dunks, and he's too predictable. He's scared to go deep because analytics say, I'm just throwing this out there, you're not going to complete the pass 8 out of 10 times. But what if you do? What if you hit that one time or that two times, and you got a 40-yard gainer or a 60-yard gainer? That's my only problem with Stefanski. And him and Shador, they are totally opposites. I don't think that's going to work. That's just my opinion.
And I get it, Lewis, and I appreciate the call. I don't see that in the Kevin Stefanski offense. I don't see a coach that's scared to take shots downfield. I see a coach that's not willing to bank his entire offense on it because that's an air raid system. That's not the system that he currently runs. It's not the system that he flourishes under. Or he flourishes in running. I don't think that that's the way he goes with it. And I do think that there's a good coach in Kevin Stefanski. And there's a world where, yes, he does dink and dunk a lot. But I don't think it's because he's scared. I think it's because you're trying to build that strong run game. And you're trying to build a system that's able to rely on it. And they're hoping they found something in a running back in Quinshon Judkins and an offensive line. I don't think it's a fear.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. Come back here in about 5 minutes. Let's get to the most pressing thing said by our station's guest today. Let's do it with this station buzz right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan. Coming up here in about 17 minutes, Chris Easterling of the Akron Beacon Journal going to be joining us. Break down some of Browns OTAs, quarterback competitions ahead, and, well, quite frankly, does Dylan Gabriel really have a shot? We'll get to that with Chris coming up here at 8. But first, let's get to the most pressing thing said by our station's guest today. Let's do it with the station buzz. All right, let's kick things off with our very own Daryl Reuter, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, on today saying that maybe for the Browns, not the plan to go to a rookie quarterback this year.
I don't think the Browns want to play Shedeur Sanders this year. Like, I'm hearing all these hot takes nationally about how Shedeur Sanders should and will win this quarterback competition, and I'm laughing about it. He's got to get reps first before you can talk about him winning the competition. There's some things there I think that the Browns really want to work on with his game. And the same thing goes for Dylan Gabriel. If you're going to put these guys on the field, you want to make sure that they're in the best possible position to succeed.
See, I would be fully on board with this, that the idea that, hey, the Browns want to make sure they get put out a really good position for a rookie quarterback to have any success. The problem is that I can look at this team right now and say there's not going to be probably a scenario that plays out for a highly productive rookie this year, right? Like, you just don't have a ton of weapons to throw to. You don't have really anything set up around them to be able to have a ton of success. This team's missing a ton. There's a reason they're projected to win 5 games. A lot of that because they don't have the quarterback, but a lot of things outside of that too. And you don't just draft 2 guys and be like, all right, we're not going to play any of them. We have no chance to know what's on our future. 2 first-round picks next year. And, well, why don't we use that on a left tackle and, yeah, safety. We need a safety. Like, you probably don't do that. Right? When you haven't found out your quarterback, you probably draft a quarterback. And if you start next year with a team that has 3 guys with a combined 2 years of experience, that both of the rookie quarterbacks, and you go, we've never seen any of these guys play in an NFL game. Welcome to disaster in 2026. What could possibly go wrong? Well, if you want to take notes, we can probably watch the New Orleans Saints this year. That'll probably play out just about the way that the Browns would the following year. I don't think people want to sit around for 2 years of disappointment. I just don't see how that works. And I think there's a world where you don't start them in week 1 because, yes, there's things you want to work on. You don't want to put them sort of in a drop them into the fire, right? It's not a sink or swim moment right out of the gate. But if you don't see 1 and most likely both of these guys actually play this year, you're probably asking for a little bit of disappointment. You're asking for something to go wrong. I just don't see a team that drafted 2 quarterbacks this year with the intent on, well, let's play the long game. Let's see what happens if we just let them stew, let them sort of redshirt for a year and then see what comes next. You've set it up in a way with 2 veteran quarterbacks where you could do it. I'm not saying it's not on the table, but the way that this team talks, they don't really convince me that they're not a team looking to find the answer and find that answer quick. They're willing to cut corners. They're willing to go the fast way. And I mean, for crying out loud, we've all watched the same franchise. They've been willing to put quarterbacks in bad situations, time in and time out, over and over again. They've done that, and it hasn't worked into their favor. I'll believe it when I see it as to when that's going to stop happening. Let's keep it rolling. Tyler Dunn of the Go Long Substack on with Afternoon Drive today and talking about Kevin Stefanski and what he has to do early on this year.
This has got to be the year that Kevin Stefanski works his magic, whoever that quarterback is, because we've seen it. Like, you know, there's been a lot of coaches out there in Seattle getting promotions and getting jobs for what Geno Smith was able to do. You know, Sam Darnold in Minnesota was incredible. I mean, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, you know, Pickett really hasn't shown, you know, the flashes that maybe those two did, but it's not like his first couple seasons in Pittsburgh, not that dissimilar to what you saw out of a Geno and out of a Darnold. So if you are one of the elite coaches at that position and you can get the most out of it, whether it's Pickett or wheezing out another playoff experience out of Flacco or getting something from one of those rookies, that's the story here. It's on Stefanski.
And I think it's absolutely on Kevin. You have to turn and look at the head coach in a year like this and say, all right, we're giving you options. They might not be the greatest options, but you can probably make it work with one of these guys. Like, the Vikings walked into last year with Sam Darnold, who had done a jack diddly squat in his NFL career. Right? I mean, he was an overall disappointment. J.J. McCarthy, who you drafted and ended up with a season-ending injury. And he said, all right, well, we're not going to get another quarterback. We'll just roll with Sam Darnold and we'll see what happens. And you put 14 wins up on the board. I don't know how repeatable that is. I don't know how great it could possibly be. But if you're able to do it with guys like Kirk and guys like Sam Darnold, and you're able to continuously recycle and reuse this thing over and over again, like Kevin O'Connell could, you have to think that's a good coach. It's now Kevin's turn, and you have every type of quarterback at your disposal. this is why it is that sort of sink or swim moment where you have to get it right. Okay, you don't really have a choice. I've given you veteran who's about ready to retire. I've given you reclamation project. And I've given you not one, but two shots at a rookie quarterback. If not one of those can work, and you're telling me I handed you four bad options, one of which you've already won with, then I don't know what else I could possibly imagine asking you to actually have any bit of success with. I'm not asking you to go out there and make the playoffs and win 14 games like the Vikings did. I don't think you have the roster to do it. I am asking you to show a little bit of competence. Make these guys look better than they are, even if they're not great. Even if I have to reach into the bag and draft one next year, you have everything at your disposal to show me I'm a good coach and I am the offensive mind that you hired. All right, we brought you in here partially because the system that you run, you're able to get back to that system this year. Show me the progress. Show me we're willing to work on it and actually get it done. And I think that's where Kevin holds on to the job and actually pushes through, is if he's able to succeed under those circumstances. Let's move into the world of basketball. Terry Pluto of Cleveland.com on this morning with Ken and Anthony, and he talked about how NBA contenders this season different from those of the past.
And if you look at the teams that are in the finals, you know, you get SGA, and I forgot who the other guard is. The other, and same thing with Indiana, you have Neesmith and those guys. They have like one main guard, and then he have these kind of guys that could float in and out. You know, there's some are defenders, some come off the bench and score. They don't have an all-star backcourt, and maybe that's the way to go. It's a fascinating thing to watch what's happened with the NBA, where, you know, the rise of teams that are not star-dominated. They do have stars, but it's nothing like, you know, the LeBron, Kevin Love, all that we've had here, Kyrie, or even some of the Golden State great teams that they have.
I think it's a really interesting thing and something that we've started to sort of bring up, but I think we're going to be talking about a lot more this offseason, is going through and looking at the construction of teams right now versus teams of the past. You have the Thunder and the, as Jackson put it, the no-talent Indiana Pacers right now sitting in the finals.
All right. I'm putting words in my mouth now.
Okay, maybe you didn't say no-talent. Did you call them a bad team, true or false?
In comparison to the Cavs, yes.
You called them a bad team. That's all I'm saying. You said they're bad.
I did, yeah. But I was talking in comparison to the Cavs.
They're still not bad. But we're looking at two teams right now who don't have this plethora of core of stars the way that the Cavs have built. Like, if you plot the Cavs right now into, like, 2014, you'd be like, oh, there's a team. There's a team that has a chance, right? Young guys, stars are coming up. They have a bunch of different talent. It's very top-heavy. And then you're like, all right, fill out the rest of the roster with... you know, maybe some no names, but you'll carry the stars to get through. The NBA and the teams that have succeeded have not built that way. It feels like it's a lot of the opposite, right? The Knicks are maybe the one standing team, but even that, it feels like, sure, you only play seven or eight guys. They feel pretty strong with the seven or eight that they throw out there. The Cavs are stuck in the 2014 version of team building right now, where it's, all right, we're just going to pile all of our stars at the top. We're going to get a ton of talent towards the top. And it feels like the more and more that we can add on to it, the better it is, where every other team is 1 to 2 player focused. It's one guard, and then you usually have a big to back it up that you feel pretty confident in, and there's no other sort of thought about adding these other great players into the mix. All these teams that keep cycling the great players seem like they stall out. The Warriors this year didn't make it as far as they wanted to after adding Jimmy Butler. It just continues to go on and on. Hey, the Bucks got worse with Damian Lillard at the helm. Didn't actually improve on where they wanted to go. They lose to the Pacers, even though Dame was down for part of that. He also played for a chunk of that series. Like, a game, and then he got hurt again. But it just doesn't pay off the way that it used to, and it looks like teams right now are transitioning to less stars and being able to pay money to have quality players behind them, and the Cavs seem to be stuck in the opposite. Let's wrap things up here, talking a little bit more basketball. Greg Swartz of Bleacher Report, who we're going to talk to later on this week, talked about Donovan Mitchell and answered the question from Nick and JP this afternoon. Is he untouchable?
I go in this offseason, like, Donovan, to me, is untouchable. He dictates his future. He set up this contract where he would have 10 years of service if he opts out of that, and then he can sign for 35% of the salary cap. And in a couple of years, 35% of the salary cap is going to be a lot of money. And like I said, it's a no-brainer if you sign Donovan Mitchell to a three-year, $150 million extension. But when he's asking for $70 million a year, when he can sign for that 35% of the cap in a couple of years, I have real pause giving Donovan Mitchell, as good as he is, is he going to be worth that moving forward, especially when he's in his 30s? I'm going to have a tough time giving him that contract. So, yeah, I think next offseason is when you start having those trade conversations with other teams.
I know I said you want to cut down on the stars. I don't know that I want to cut down on Donovan Mitchell. And, yes, rightfully so, untouchable right now. And the contract and the number, as you're getting up towards 30, looks a whole lot less enticing. You just got to be able to get something back for it. If you're going to let Donovan go and you're going to say, all right, let's start having these trade talks and you're requiring more money, it does sort of start the conversation early, though, of if you're going to try to trade him when he's 30, it does come to do or die time. You either have to capitalize on what you have on him right now or sort of get ready to move off of him. I know that the Cavs are going to go with the capitalize on what you have right now, but it's time to start capitalizing. All right, that'll do it for the Station Buzz. When we come on back here in about 5 minutes, Chris Easterling of the Akron Beacon Journal going to be talking Browns, OTAs, and what's going on with this quarterback competition right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.